Summary. Scene 1.
Okay, so let's go through the play scene by scene again, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
The play starts one evening in May. Blanche DuBois arrives at her sister Stella's house. It seems like she can't believe where her sister lives.
You're right. Imagine this picture. Blanche is dressed like a fine lady. She wears a white suit with a pearl necklace and pearl earrings, white gloves and a hat. She is described as a moth. Later in the play, we'll find out that this description is quite adequate for her character and her life.
And her sister, Stella Kowalski, lives with her husband Stanley in a rather poor street in New Orleans. Ironically, the street is called Elysian Fields. When Blanche arrives, two women are talking in the street, and a piano playing some jazz music is heard from somewhere.
Blanche just doesn't fit into this neighborhood. She can feel that herself and cannot stop wondering whether she has actually found the right place.
Finally, one of the women, Eunice Hubble, helps her. She tells Blanche that she has indeed found the right place and then lets her into Stella's apartment where Blanche can wait for her sister.
It's a very small apartment with two rooms and a bathroom. Blanche seems exhausted, but Eunice is curious about her. We learn that Blanche is from Mississippi, where she works as a school teacher.
And remember, Eunice also mentions a photograph of Belle Reve, the home place of Stella and Blanche.
Yep, and apparently it's a huge place, a plantation with white columns and all.
Blanche does not want to talk with Eunice. When she's left alone, she finds herself a bottle of whiskey and takes a drink.
But she wants to hide this from her sister and puts everything back in place afterwards. She even cleans the tumbler.
Stella is out watching her husband bowl. She comes home immediately when she hears that her sister has arrived unexpectedly.
She is very surprised about Blanche's visit, but seems to be happy.
Yes, that's true. The sisters hug each other, and Blanche is very excited. She talks and talks, and she is shocked about her sister's poor living conditions.
Stella, in turn, is rather quiet. She does not see her situation as bad as Blanche does. She is content with her life and feels a bit offended by her sister's remarks. Finally, she asks her sister why she has come in the middle of a school term.
And we learn that Blanche has had a nervous breakdown and that her high school superintendent suggested her taking a leave of absence. Therefore, she has come to visit her sister, where she plans to stay for a while.
All the time, Blanche is very concerned about the way she looks. She wants Stella to tell her over and over again how good she looks. She mentions all the clothes she has brought and tells her sister that she has put on some weight.
The whole time, Blanche appears to be very nervous and overwrought. Finally, she tells Stella that she has lost Belle Reve, the family plantation. Stella had left the place 10 years ago, and since then, Blanche had been taking care of the estate. She looked after the family members who died one after the other. In the end, she ran out of money.
Stella is shocked. She goes into the bathroom to wash her face, and in the meantime, her husband Stanley comes home.
Stanley is Polish, very strong and masculine. He likes rough humor, good food and drink, and he wants to hang out with his friends. His language and appearance show that he is a real working-class man.
Stanley is surprised to find Blanche in his apartment. We learn from his questions that Blanche is from a town called Laurel, and that she is an English teacher.
It's significant that from the very first moment Stanley and Blanche meet, there is an uncomfortable atmosphere between them.
True, and this will become even more obvious in the next scene.
Scene 2.
In the second scene, Blanche and Stanley end up in an argument. It is Stanley's poker night, and therefore Stella and Blanche plan to go out for dinner and to see a show.
While the women are getting ready to go out, Stella tells Stanley that Blanche has lost the plantation. Stanley does not believe her, and he suspects that Blanche has cheated on her sister.
Yes, he cares a lot about the plantation because of the Napoleonic Code.
The Napoleonic Code?
That's the French law code, which was still valid in Louisiana at that time. It states that whatever belongs to a spouse belongs to the other spouse, too.
I really don't get it. What does that mean?
It means that half of Belle Reve is Stella's, and this half belongs to Stanley, too.
Ah, now I understand. That's why he gets so mad that the plantation is gone.
Right. He does not believe Blanche at first. He cannot understand how a woman with all these clothes and all that jewelry can actually lose her house.
But all the dresses and furs are presents from Blanche's former admirers. And the tiara, for example, is made of rhinestone.
You're right, but Stanley doesn't know that, and when Stella tells him so, he doesn't believe her.
No, he confronts Blanche once she gets out of the shower. He asks her about the papers of the plantation and about its sale. Blanche gives him a box of papers, but they are all about the mortgage it was lost on.
Stanley is very rude and impolite to Blanche. When she tells him not to read her love letters, he doesn't respect that. He's also somehow disrespectful toward his wife, who had asked him not to tell Blanche about her pregnancy, but he still mentions it to Blanche.
You're right. Stanley really appears to be rude and disrespectful towards the women. But finally, after looking through Blanche's papers, even he comes to understand that Belrive is really lost.
Blanche pretends to take Stanley's accusations lightly, and she even flirts with him. Once Stella gets back from the grocery store, Blanche congratulates her on her baby and seems to be ready for a girl's night out full of fun.
Scene 3.
Well, the night doesn't really turn out to be full of fun. Stanley has his friends, Pablo Gonzalez, Steve Hubble, and Harold Mitchell, over to play poker.
Four men, whiskey, some dirty jokes, and poker. This is definitely not the atmosphere women like.
You're right. Blanche and Stella come home, and the men are still playing. It's 2:30 in the morning already. Stella asks Stanley to finish the game, but he doesn't want to, and doesn't care about his wife and her sister.
He is really aggressive and provocative. He slaps Stella on her thigh and turns off the radio, which Blanche has just turned on.
Yeah, Stanley is drunk, and he is really rude and rough towards the women.
His friend Mitch is different.
Mitch? Ah, that's the nickname of Howard Mitchell, right?
Right. And when Mitch meets Blanche, he acts shyly and seems to be impressed by her. They start a conversation, and Blanche notices that he behaves very differently compared to the other men. Mitch is not married and lives together with his sick mother. He seems to be a nice and polite person.
But they're interrupted when Blanche turns on the radio again and Stanley throws it out of the window. Then Stella gets angry and asks the men to leave the house.
Maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah, Stanley gets really mad and chases after Stella. She tries to get away, but he comes after her and slaps her. All the other men try to get Stanley off her and try to calm him down. They finally put him under the shower to sober him up.
In the meantime, Blanche is taking care of Stella. She's really frantic in the face of such violence and helps her pregnant sister to pack some clothes and to leave the apartment. They go upstairs where Eunice Hubble lives.
Blanche cannot stop expressing her disgust with a man who slaps his pregnant wife. She is so worried about her sister.
After Stanley manages to get out of the shower, he calls Eunice because he wants to have Stella back. He even goes out on the street and shouts out her name in front of the house. But Eunice tells him that he behaved really badly and that he simply can't slap a pregnant woman.
But after some time, Stella slips out of Eunice's apartment and returns to her husband. Both sink into each other's arms and go back to their bedroom.
Blanche just does not understand her sister. She follows her downstairs but doesn't enter the apartment. Instead, she rushes out of the house and seems to look for help when Mitch comes back.
Nice guy, don't you think?
If you say so. He sits down with Blanche and gives her a cigarette to calm down. He explains to her that Stella and Stanley are just crazy about each other and that there is no need to worry.
That's what you call obsession.
Well.
Scene 4.
The next morning, we find Stella in bed.
Stella is lying down in the bedroom. Her face is serene in the early morning sunlight. One hand rests on her belly, rounding slightly with new maternity. From the other dangles a book of colored comics. Her eyes and lips have that almost narcotized tranquility that is in the faces of Eastern idols.
The whole scene is very peaceful and relaxed. Stanley has left the house, and what had been going on the night before seems far away.
But this quiet atmosphere only lasts until Blanche comes back from Eunice's. She is still very angry and worries about her sister. She carefully enters the apartment, afraid of what she might see there. She is very nervous, and her tense look contrasts her sister's peacefulness.
You have to admit that Blanche is a bit difficult, don't you think?
Well, she really cares about her sister and couldn't go to sleep the whole night worrying about Stella.
It turns out that she didn't need to be so overprotective.
Overprotective? Are you kidding? She witnessed her sister being slapped by her husband the night before. I don't think she's overprotective. It's just normal that she cares for her.
Okay, that's true. Still, Stella and Stanley have reconciled, and life goes on in a normal way. The only person who doesn't understand that is Blanche.
Yeah, you're probably right. Blanche tells her sister that she's so worried about her, and that she can't understand why Stella went back to Stanley during the night. She wants her to leave him immediately.
Stella tries to reassure her that everything is fine, and that she doesn't want to leave her husband.
But Blanche simply doesn't want to understand her. She cannot accept the fact that her sister doesn't want to leave Stanley. She even starts to make plans to get away together with her.
Yeah, Blanche thinks that it's just a question of money why Stella is staying with her husband. Therefore, she wants to ask a former boyfriend for help.
But again, Stella tells her that she doesn't want to leave Stanley. When Blanche still doesn't understand, Stella explains to her.
But there are things that happen between a man and a woman in the dark that sort of make everything else seem unimportant. What you are talking about is brutal desire. Just desire. The name of that rattle-trap streetcar that bangs through the quarter, up one old narrow street and down the other. Haven't you ever ridden on that streetcar? It brought me here, where I'm not wanted, and where I'm ashamed to be.
I really like this quote. It's very ambiguous.
Ambiguous? What do you mean?
It refers to the title of the play and gives it an ambiguous meaning, too. Literally, Blanche talks about the streetcar named Desire that she had to take to get to Stella's house. But on a deeper level, you can also understand this quote in quite a different way.
I see. If you think about what we learn about Blanche later on, the quote can also refer to the desire between a man and a woman.
Exactly. When Stella asks Blanche whether she has ever ridden on that streetcar, she indirectly asks her if she has ever felt desire and passion for a man, the way she feels for Stanley.
And when Blanche answers that this is what brought her to her sister's house in the first place, she also indicates that her obsession with different men made her lose her job, which in turn led her to ending up at Stella's house without any money.
I think Williams did a great job here, the way he uses language.
Wait, let's get through this first, okay?
Okay. Well, Blanche and Stella don't agree, and Blanche starts to lecture her sister about Stanley.
You mean that part where she compares him to an ape? Or a human being from the Stone Age bringing home raw meat from the jungle?
Yep. The only thing is that Blanche doesn't know that Stanley is standing right outside the door listening to her.
Oops. That's not good.
Anyway, when he enters the apartment, he doesn't let the women know he has been listening. Stella comes to him and hugs him right in front of Blanche.
Yeah, and Stanley just smiles at Blanche. He knows that Stella will not listen to her sister.
Scene 5.
Sometime later, Blanche and Stella witness a fight between Steve and his wife Eunice. But in the end, the two go out to the local pub, the Four Deuces. This shows that fights between spouses are nothing special in Stella's and Stanley's neighborhood.
Then Stanley comes home, and this makes Blanche nervous. She starts talking about astrological signs, but Stanley does not buy into her distraction. He gives her clear hints that he knows more about her past.
Yeah, he asks her if she knows someone called Shaw. Shaw regularly travels to Blanche's hometown, Laurel. He has told Stanley that he met Blanche in some dubious establishment called Hotel Flamingo.
Blanche denies that she knows the man, and also that she's ever been to the Hotel Flamingo. But it's no good. She has a shocked and fearful expression on her face.
Of course. She knows exactly what Stanley is talking about.
Well, at least there seems to be something wrong, and afterwards she tries to find out if Stella has heard about the talk too.
Uh-huh. She starts to explain some things without actually telling too much. You really get the notion that she is hiding something.
So what does she say?
She talks about herself being a soft person who has to be seductive in order to be recognized by others. Men only look at her when she sleeps with them. She does not say that too openly, and Stella doesn't seem to listen.
True. I remember that now. Blanche is really at ease when she finds out that Stella hasn't heard anything.
Yeah, she sounds really happy and starts talking about her new relationship with Mitch. They have a date that evening, and Blanche is quite excited about that.
She really seems to be looking forward to a serious and calm relationship, don't you think?
It looks like it, but then Stella and Stanley leave the apartment and this young black student comes to the door.
Oh, no. He wants to collect money for the newspaper, and Blanche starts flirting with him, right?
Yep, she does.
Poor guy. He seems to feel uncomfortable and is glad to get away after she kisses him.
Oh, and he's a young boy, and Blanche is over 30 years old.
Luckily, Mitch arrives to pick Blanche up for their date.
He brings her roses and takes her out for the evening. Still, to me, Blanche's relationship with Mitch does not appear in such a perfect light anymore, now after that scene with this young boy.